remind you that those rights are not real in the first place. They are not, as he put it, absolute.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake for what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
You heard the sirens in the background responding to the skyrocketing crime rate in the city he presides over. But the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's the promise in the U.S. Constitution. But according to Joe Biden, it's still not an absolute right, despite what the text says. No, that right is subject to his approval and his interpretation. Joe Biden is in charge of the Constitution now. Joe Biden defines its terms. And Joe Biden has decided that something called stabilizing braces can no longer be allowed. Now, a stabilizing brace is used by target shooters to hold heavy firearms. They play zero role in the murder epidemic now underway in our cities. Then why is Joe Biden banning them without the approval of Congress? Probably because up to 40 million law-abiding Americans own this device. And under this order, Joe Biden's order, every one of those people will have to alert federal authorities and pay hundreds of dollars in fines for the crime of owning a harmless piece of plastic that was legal yesterday. So with a single stroke of a pen, Joe Biden just turned tens of millions of overwhelmingly Republican voters into criminals. Is it starting to make sense now?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Coming up, we'll get to this whole issue of legislation that you would approve of. If given the opportunity, would you be willing to say, pistol braces? We'll give you pistol braces. Are there some items, you know, 100-round magazines? Is that something you'd be willing to bargain with? We'll find out. In fact, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'll give you my spin on it when we come back, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At a 4:30, got the traffic cams right there, and what we see is some heavy volumes there on Interstate 15 northbound at Washington. Also, Interstate 11 eastbound at Horizon. Now, lane restrictions continue on the 11 freeway between Lake Mead and Wagon Wheel. That's nightly through the end of the month, so it's going to be fairly congested through that area for a few more weeks. Also, look out for an abandoned vehicle. That's on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. It's on the right shoulder, and it's very close to that extreme right lane there. Also, some slowing there on Interstate 15 southbound, the access road, that's before Bonanza, and some slow flows right now, 515 westbound, that's at Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at it this evening as they are going to play host to Arizona. The Golden Knights have not been playing their best hockey recently. They have lost four of their last five games. Last time out was a loss against St. Louis as they ended up splitting the two-game series. UNLV basketball, Bryce Hamilton had previously put his name into the NBA draft waters. Now he has also entered his name into the NCAA's transfer portal. That means even if he pulls his name out of the NBA draft process, which seems to be a distinct possibility, he probably would not be returning to UNLV. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Friday. Good to have you with us. Thanks for taking us along on the drive home. We do this every day from 3 until 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Have you seen what's happened to Matt Gaetz? Well, you want to talk about the rise and fall of Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz was grooming himself as a potential presidential candidate, maybe the heir apparent to Donald J. Trump, and now he may spend time in prison. Allegations that he had sex with a 17-year-old, that he was involved in sex trafficking in some way, and now we're finding that his one of his associates is rolling on him. I mean, this is unbelievable. Michael Schmidt is an NBC contributor and was on Morning Joe this morning with Willie Geist. This is essentially the latest on Congressman Matt Gaetz and his legal problems. This is cut number 6. Michael Schmidt earlier this morning on MSNBC.
Bring us up to speed here on Joel Greenberg and this plea deal. His attorney there making it pretty clear that Joel Greenberg may be flipping on his buddy Matt Gaetz here.
Yeah, and you know, as you guys were pointing out, Fritz Scheller, the lawyer who made those statements, is a longtime Florida attorney. He represented the wife of the Pulse nightclub shooter who was indicted on terrorism charges and actually went to trial against the government to fight them and won. And, you know, whatever folks, you know, on the left or the right think of, you know, a lawyer in, like that, he's not going to go out and say that and not know the message that he is sending. Clearly that is a message directly to the public and to the government and to Matt Gaetz about the direction of where this is headed, about, you know, what his client is willing to do. Because you have to remember, Joel Greenberg is someone that we, you know, certainly in the national media and the national, you know, anyone following politics had no idea was up until about 10 days ago. But Joel Greenberg faces an enormous amount of time in prison for a range of charges, including sex trafficking, that he has been indicted on. And the only way that he can bring that number down is to provide cooperation to the government, to help their investigation, to help them lead to other prosecutions. And obviously, Gaetz is the biggest fish that we know of, certainly, in this investigation. And And often, whatever, you know, these investigations can be very successful. They can get a lot of people to plead guilty. They can go to trial and win. But if in the end the government were to, let's say, charge Gates and lose that case, that is what the public will remember. So the government wants to have as many witnesses as possible as it moves forward here. And what this lawyer is trying to do is position his client to benefit the most from cooperating.
Gates is a rising star, or was a rising star, in the Republican Party. He was a friend of Trump. He was a reliable friend of Trump. And many people believed that he was trying to groom himself to become a presidential wannabe. Now he may just be, he may just have an inmate number at a Florida correctional institution. But Matt Gaetz is a guy that was, you want to talk about self-made. He rose up and, you know, it at least was the real deal. And by the way, I'm one of these guys that I happen to believe that there is, you know, the presumption of innocence. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not good with a politician to have to fight allegations that you slept with a 17-year-old or that you trafficked in young girls. I don't know much about the story, to be honest with you. But I'm just going to tell you, if you want to be a presidential candidate, you don't think in Iowa they're not going to ask a candidate, what about that 17-year-old girl? That is a tough putt. That is a tough, tough putt. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Analysts say Vegas is poised to come back better and stronger than anyone anticipated. Will our governor try to put the kibosh on it? We'll talk about it.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long.
Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, everybody and their brothers coming out of the woodwork, even the New York Times is coming out of the woodwork to criticize Joe Biden, our president, for... Well, the only way to describe them are lies. And in fact, where is this? This is the Daily Wire. They did a fact check of the Biden speech yesterday, and they found it, quote, riddled with false and misleading claims. The gun show loophole lie. Biden parrots that lie. He says, quote, these bills, one, require a background check for anyone purchasing a gun at a gun show or an online sale. And, of course, that was an applause line. Most people don't know it. You walk into a store, you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want and no background check. That's simply not true. I mean, that is a big lie. Federally licensed, and in fact, this is one of the most prevalent and misleading falsehoods when it comes to gun control. Federally licensed gun dealers are required by law to run background checks on all firearm purchases, whether at a gun show or their gun store. Unlicensed private individuals are permitted to sell guns without running background check, but this is the case regardless of their location. The assault weapons ban and high-capacity magazine ban reduce mass shooting. It's simply not true. More and more. I mean, we've seen how bizarre this is. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. Because this is the best I've heard relative to Tucker Carlson and a response to the Biden gun control speech. Let's go to cut two real quick, see if we can squeeze it in. Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
We often accuse politicians of dishonesty on this show, but there are grades of it. Let's boil it down. Nothing the Democratic Party advocates for is more dishonest than gun control. Everything about that one specific issue is false. Most policy debates actually aren't like that, and we try to be honest about it on the show. No matter how passionate you are about a position that you have, you can still sort of see what the other side is talking about. You might, for example, deeply dislike taxes, but you can still acknowledge it is fair to charge people for the services they receive from the government. So their side isn't crazy. They just arrived at a different number than you did. Or you can hate abortion, and we do. And you can still understand, if again, if you're being totally honest about it, why a scared pregnant teenager might be tempted to have one. But gun control is not like that. Gun control is entirely fraudulent. The Democratic Party claims that guns cause violence. That's the core claim, and it is a lie. It is provably untrue. The places in this country that have the most guns and the loosest controls on those guns also have the least gun violence, the fewest killings. That's the bottom line. You could look it up. The point is to disarm you, to strip you of your autonomy, your power, your right of self-defense. Gun control is not about guns. Gun control is about who controls America. Is it the population, as in a democracy? Those are the stakes in the gun control debate. It's not about guns. It's about who runs the country.
There you go. I love it. I love it when he gets passionate like that. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, only because it's been a couple of years, I think, and this was a dispatch from one Trent Cook, son of Liberty, to one son of Liberty, Thomas Jefferson, during his consternation on granting us the Second Amendment. And it goes like this. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their guns, their knives, their swords, and every other terrible instrument of a soldier is the birthright of every American. God bless you, Kevin.
Thank you, man. There you go. Frank is always short and sweet and to the point, and he makes so much sense. What we have here, and this goes back to something we talked about earlier in the show. I happen to be one that believes that what the left is trying to do is incrementally disarm us and control us. And that there are a lot of people that say, well, maybe we should just give in a little bit here and a little bit there. Maybe we should compromise. And I don't happen to be that person. You know, to say, well, we'll give you bump stocks. Well, now they're trying to say, you know, the pistol braces. There's like, I think millions of them out there. And yet people are saying, well, go ahead. You know, that's not the same as a gun registry or red flag laws or any of the other things that you heard from President Biden yesterday. I mean, what you heard yesterday was a laundry list, including six executive actions and three bills that have already been passed by the House of Representatives. I mean, what's going on now is they're trying to incrementally, inch by inch, foot by foot, get this ball across the goal line. And what they're trying to do is disarm us. And Tucker Carlson is exactly right. When they disarm us, they will control us. And that's the whole reason for the Second Amendment. That's it. That's the quintessential reason for the Second Amendment. So that the government can never disarm us. And that's what's happening now. Stay where you are. We got a lot more to do as we continue. Don't forget, top of the hour, Sam Peters. He is going to join us from Carson City. We'll find out what he's doing there. And by the way, Republican Central Committee is going to be meeting up there tomorrow. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Don't forget, coming up, top of the hour, very excited, Sam Peters will join us. He is in Carson City. I understand it's on business, but it's no coincidence that maybe the state GOP Central Committee is going to be meeting up there. Tomorrow, we'll see if Sam's going to get a chance to make his presence known. He is chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC and a GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. So, oh, and by the way, did I mention he's the owner of Peters Family Insurance? Sam Peters is an interesting guy. He ran in CD4 in this last election cycle, and I'm going to tell you, nobody outworked him. I mean, he was, and that is a big, big county. He was in his car constantly, and not doing insurance business, but doing political business. And I have watched him on the stump. He's amazing. His beautiful wife is even more amazing. His family is so cool. I mean, they're really neat people. We'll get a chance to visit with him. And one of the things I'm going to ask him is what he's hearing from folks all across CD4. Is it time for a change? Stephen Horsford, I think, is going to be very, very vulnerable. And I think this may be one of these wave elections, a midterm after a presidential election, a president who is not doing a very good job. He's not doing a good job at all. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens if a midterm election can move a lot of folks like Sam Peters. And there are others. There will be others running in CD4 and in CD3. In fact, I just got an email from Mark Robertson, who's running in CD3. And apparently the deal is get out early and raise a ton of money. because that's going to be what it's going to take. We are going to have to, in this next election cycle, we are going to have to find candidates who can, A, raise money, can do the messaging correctly, that won't embarrass the party. Dan Rodheimer, need I say more? And the fact is that we're going to have to recruit more candidates. You heard from Victoria Seaman yesterday.